This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal prosecutor says an upgraded indictment is likely against two Rudy Giuliani associates. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
An upgraded indictment in the criminal case against two men with ties to Rudy Giuliani is likely, according to a federal prosecutor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Douglas Zollkind said at a pretrial hearing Monday, a superseding indictment is being evaluated by prosecutors. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were arrested in October on charges they used foreign money to make illegal campaign contributions. During a recent Fox News interview, Giuliani said Parnas and Fruman helped him find people as Giuliani tried to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. I'm Mike Gracia.
A U.S. appeals court has issued a setback to the Trump administration's plans to restart federal executions next week after a 16-year hiatus. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia circuit Monday upheld the ruling that blocks the federal government's plan to resume those executions. The Justice Department had asked the court to lift a lower court injunction and pave the way for federal execution planned for next week to take place. Attorney General William Barr has said that he would take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. President Trump said he would impose tariffs on Argentina and Brazil, accusing those countries of hurting American farmers through currency manipulation. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday that he would place tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the two South American countries, surprising officials there. The two South American countries were among a group of nations that Mr. Trump had exempted from tariffs in March of 2018. Brazil's government said in a statement it had already started discussions with Washington. Argentina's production minister called Mr. Trump's announcement unexpected and said she would seek talks